Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hamilton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nuzon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cora hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cora moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines bunts towards the mound. Knudsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Cora moves to third. Guillen moves to second. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Cora scores. Guillen scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuzon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spears strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive for a single. Jim Austin now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cora is hit by the pitch. Karkovice moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to third. Cora moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. Cora scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. News on takes first base on ball 4. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. Pasqua moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive off the glove of Spears, and into shallow left field. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Pasqua is hit by the pitch. Julio Macardo now pitching. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. News on takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Pasqua moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Pasqua scores. News on moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. News on scores. Johnson scores. It's 12-1, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Griebeck now playing shortstop. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Warren News on now playing left field. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. News on takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. News on moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. News on moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. News on scores. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 14-1, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 15-1, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Pasqua moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.